Taylor Weck is the number 9 hitter, a right-hander that is the shortstop. And McGraw looks into Creamer and fires a pitch that's fouled down into the dirt. Taylor Weck had a home run last weekend and a couple of RBI against Truman State and another RBI against Quincy. A couple of hits against the Cardinals in the blowout win for Indy in the doubleheader early in the year. There's a ground ball to Bernard. She is up with it and throws over to DeBoer, and Weck is gone 4-3. And now here comes the top of the order. And this, well, could be the game right here, as now with just 5 innings left offensively, or 5 batters outs left offensively, it's Katie Kelly to lead it off. Now out of the dugout, Melissa Frost calls over the home plate umpire, Brenda Garibaldi, and she's talking about something about I thought I heard her say balk. There is such a thing. But a very short chat ends, and Katie Kelly comes to the plate with one out. Pitch is on the inside corner, a strike. Katie Kelly is grounded to third and grounded to first. Left-handed hitter up on the plate a little bit. McGraw fires, and it's a hit up the middle. It's right past Barnes as Megan dove for it up the middle but couldn't get to it, and a base hit for Kelly. So now 3 hits for each team, and with one out, Erica Goodwin is the hitter. Goodwin in the game has grounded out twice to Barnes. She's a left-handed hitter. Biondo sneaks up at third base, and the pitch misses high and outside. 1-1, no strikes in a 1-0 game. The Cardinals scored the only run of the game in the 4th inning. Here's McGraw to the plate, and a grounder to Barnes. She'll go to the middle for one. Bernard, off balance, makes the catch and has to just hang on to the ball to get the out there. They'll take the fielder's choice, erasing Kelly, who is coming into second base. Hard hit, and Barnes got to it, but the feed to Bernard had her off balance a little bit. It's a 6-4 put out for the second out. Goodwin at first, and Jesse Noon, the number 3 hitter, takes a pitch outside. Noon has struck out and hit a comebacker to the circle. Shelby McGraw fields her position very well. That is not a bad place for the Cardinals to have a ball hit. It is topped and goes foul, third base side. 1-1. A ground out by Weck. Base hit up the middle by Kelly. A ground ball to Barnes. They erase Kelly at second base on the fielder's choice. And now Jesse Noon in a 1-0 game. The Cardinals lead it in the bottom of the 6th. A sinker that goes down and outside. So the drop ball, which Shelby likes to feature, misses there. It's 2-1. Fastball, top down again. And 2-2. Erica Goodwin at second base. Indianapolis has 3 hits, and the Cardinals have 3 hits, as Morgan Foley and Shelby McGraw dueling here in the GLVC tournament. McGraw's pitch hit back up the middle, but it's off McGraw's glove and rolls to right field. Charging it is Green Street, and it'll be an infield single for Jesse Noon. I am not sure, but I've got a pretty good vantage point, and I think Shelby kind of started to look at first base a little too quickly, but it was hit awful hard, and it bounces off her glove as Bernard was moving to the middle to play the ball also. It was about as far away from her as it could be. And now a pitch to Natalie Lalich, who is 1-for-2 with a single to right. A ball misses low. Indianapolis trying to rally here. They're down 1-0. And a pitch, a strike on the outside corner. A single up the middle by Kelly, an infield single by Jesse Noon. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. The pitch fouled away over the first base dugout. Natalie Lalich is the number 4 hitter, leads this Indy team in most offensive categories, and has a chance to make a big dent on this game. 1-2 pitch on the way. It's just down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 on for Indianapolis, and 2 outs. The signs from Creamer. McGraw's delivery. Ground ball, pass the ball, it's in the right field. The runner being waved home, here's the throw to be cut off And Indianapolis has runners at the corners in a tie ball game. Goodwin scores from second. Noon goes to third base. And Natalie Lalich has her 58th RBI of the year. 1-1. And Lalich now 2-for-3 against McGraw. The third hit of the inning and the fifth overall for Indianapolis in the game. Jenny Thompson with two outs, hits with runners at the corners. Thompson has hit two ground balls to Brooke Bernard today. McGraw looks at the signs, fires, and just misses it low and outside. A ground ball, a base hit, a fielder's choice, an infield single, and an RBI single to right in the inning for Indy. Down low, good scoop by Creamer. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at third base, Jesse Noon. Runner at first base, Natalie Lalich of Indianapolis. Here's McGraw, and a ground ball through the hole, past Barnes, another run will score. Olson is up with it, but Indianapolis has taken a 2-1 lead. Noon scores, Lalich to second base on the RBI by Thompson, her 34th. And Dustin Combs will call time, and he'll be walking out of the first base dugout to visit with his pitcher. The Cardinals have allowed here four hits in the inning and two runs, and they trail for the first time in this game 2-1 as we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now, suddenly this turns around on the Cardinals because as Indianapolis was starting to count their outs offensively, now the Cardinals are in a position which they've got to score at least one, depending on how this inning ends, in the seventh inning to tie the game up again. So they're looking now at their final at bat. And if you want to look toward that end of things, it'll be 6, 7, and 8 for the Cardinals, McGraw, Creamer, and Biondo. Let's see, are they making a runner change here? Melissa Frost is going to her lineup card. Lalich is at second, and looks like they, well, let's see what.
22 for 23.
Yep, they're going to run for Lalich. And a pinch hitter as well. So they'll run for Lalich and bring in the pinch hitter, who is going to be Marissa Brown. So Brown will hit for Emma Varsbergs. Again, a re-entry rule in softball. The runner is going to be Crystal Raines.
Running at second base for Indianapolis, Crystal Raines, and running at first base, number 15, Marissa Brown.
Now, they've announced it wrong. They said running at first base is not correct. Marissa Brown is the hitter, and Raines will be the runner at second. So two outs. And Marissa Brown is the hitter, and she takes a strike on the outside. Marissa Brown is a 5'7 freshman from Liberty Township, Ohio. A right-handed hitter facing McGraw. One strike on a called strike, and now a pitch inside and low, 1-1. Marissa Brown hitting 235 at-bats this year with a home run and four RBI. McGraw's 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Good spot for it, low and inside. Indianapolis has scored two in the sixth inning, and they lead 2-1. Here's the pitch low. Creamer scoops it out of the dirt and fires it back to McGraw. Two balls, two strikes, two on, and two in for Indianapolis here with two outs. The senior Shelby McGraw to the plate, and a sinker right in there. Strike three called. Down goes Marissa Brown, the pinch hitter, and the inning comes to a close. But a dramatic inning for Indianapolis as they have turned the tables on the Cardinals. An RBI single for Lalich and an RBI single for Thompson, and the Greyhounds lead 2-1.